Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
Brent is back at over $100 per barrel, but remains soft. Is it correct that the EU has weakened some sanctions on Russia?
Yes, that's right. So part of the latest sanctions package that was introduced last month, the EU imposed a partial embargo on Russian oil, banning sea shipments of oil to the EU and also stopping European companies from insuring and reinsuring shipments of Russian oil and products to countries outside the European Union. And as a result of that, that stopped some of the major trading houses from providing Russian oil to third countries. But this is now going to be changed, and this will mean that they will be able to resume that kind of business. I mean, as well as the impact of a price domestically in the EU, there's, of course, more and more criticism from countries around the world that are not really involved in this Ukraine conflict and are less able to deal financially with the fallout from very high energy prices, not to mention food and all the rest of it, and are being very critical of the sanctions packages. So I think this is partly a reaction to that.
And there's been more talk about the Russian price cap.
The US is certainly pushing this idea very hard, and in theory, it is a very promising idea, as it could mean that sanctions from Russian crude and products are removed, and the energy market gets back to something like normal. But at the same time, the sales price that the Russians receive is limited in some way, such as to prevent Russia from earning very significant revenues on those sales. So it seems to be the best of both worlds. And again, it's this sort of fits in with the story of criticism about sanctions from countries all around the world. And so the price cap certainly could be a way of addressing that. Very hard to tell how likely it is to happen.
Brent has not been doing much, but what about middle distillates?
Well, middle distillates have actually continued to fall, whereas Brent has stabilized. And gas oil, which is really the key sort of bellwether product, things like diesel and jet fuel, has reached its lowest level since May. And the premium of things like diesel and jet fuel over Brent, the so-called crack spread, has fallen sharply as a consequence. What we're seeing here, I think, is worries about an economic slowdown. I mean, we're starting to see that coming through in the numbers, say, in the Eurozone, combined with the fact that prices are just not really affordable. And while people can put up with paying high prices for a certain time, as that situation persists, then people do start to modify their behavior, I think, and so that comes through into prices, or at least that's certainly what the market is worrying about.
And where do you see the market going from here?
Well, from the point of view of Brent, the situation is relatively constrained because Brent is currently pushing up against technical resistance, which is currently at around 105, and that's from a downward sloping trend line that it's been following in recent weeks. Then not far below where we are currently, so it's 102.50 on the screen at the moment. Not far below that, we have the 200-day moving average at 98. And before we get to that, there's a little bit of support from recent lows at around 101.50. So even if Brent actually just continues going sideways from where it currently is, it will at some point go through this downward trend line. And so really the market actually needs to continue dropping quite quickly if it is going to avoid hitting that. So it may be that we do see something of a recovery if it manages to break higher.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.